Darvish pitches 5 shutout innings as Padres beat Cubs. Chicago, Yu Darvish pitched 5 scoreless innings, Luis Camposano drove in 3 runs, and the San Diego Padres beat the Chicago Cubs 6-3 on Monday night. Darvish allowed 3 hits in his second start since being activated off the 15-day injured list after being sidelined by neck stiffness. He struck out 5 and walked 1. The Japanese right-hander, who played for Chicago for 3 seasons before he was traded to San Diego in December 2020, also tossed 5 shutout innings in a 6-4 victory over Cincinnati last week. "Better rhythm, I would say. I think the velocity is back, as well," Darvish said through a translator. "So, all in all, I felt good pitching out there tonight." Camposano, Xander Bogaerts, Jay Cronenworth, and Donovan Solano had 2 hits each as the Padres won for the 5th time in 6 games. Robert Suarez got 5 outs for his 11th save in 11 opportunities. Christopher Morel and Yan Gomez homered for the Cubs, who dropped to 12-5 at Wrigley Field this season. Mike Tauchman had 2 hits and scored a run. Chicago left-hander Justin Steele pitched 4 2/3 scoreless innings in his first major league start since he strained his left hamstring on opening day. He allowed 3 hits while throwing 68 pitches, 43 for strikes. "Felt really good, especially pitching at Wrigley again in front of the fans," Steele said. "Really awesome just to be back with the team again, you know, in the locker room, hanging out with the guys again and stuff." Steele got a big ovation when he departed, and Richard Lovelady retired Luis Arias for the final out of the 5th. Cubs manager Craig Counsell then sent Lovelady back out for the 6th, and San Diego jumped all over the left-hander. Singles by Fernando Tatis Jr. and Cronenworth, along with a double steal, set up Jurickson Profar's 2-run single through a drawn-in infield. Solano hit an RBI single off Daniel Palencia, and Camposano's 3-run double lifted the Padres to a 6-0 lead. "We get rewarded tonight by using the whole field," San Diego manager Mike Schilt said. It was a great inning for a big 6th spot. Chicago cut its deficit in half on Morel's 2-run shot in the 6th and Gomez solo drive in the 7th. But the rally fizzled from there. The Cubs came up empty after they loaded the bases with no outs in the 8th. Jeremiah Estrada struck out Pete Crowarmstrong swinging before he was replaced by Suarez, who fanned Gomez and retired Nico Horner on a pop-up to shortstop. Suarez then worked a perfect 9th. The right-hander has allowed 1 run and 7 hits in 15 1/3 innings this season. "I mean, that was tremendous. Robert comes in with his slow heartbeat in a big situation," Mr. Schilt said. Trainer's room. Padres, third baseman Manny Machado got the day off. The All-Star slugger is batting .287 with 3 homers and 14 RBIs in his past 23 games. Cubs, outfielders Seiya Suzuki and Cody Bellinger worked out before the game once again, including taking batting practice. Mr. Counsell said Suzuki is going to need a rehab stint in the minors, but Bellinger could be activated before the Cubs begin a 6-game trip in Pittsburgh on Friday night. Right-hander Kyle Hendricks will make a rehab start for AAA Iowa on Tuesday. Up next, San Diego's Randy Vasquez and Chicago's Shota Imanaga take the mound on Tuesday night. Vasquez was recalled from AAA El Paso, Texas, when the Padres placed right-hander Joe Musgrove on the 15-day injured list on Sunday. Imanaga is going for his 5th consecutive win. By Jay Cohen.